You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
It's time for the ESO Dragon Con Report, a podcast dedicated to help newcomers and veterans prepare for the upcoming annual convention in downtown Atlanta. With interviews, advice, and news from the pros and fans alike, be careful, you never know, you might actually learn something.
Howdy, and welcome to the third episode of the Earth Station 1 Dragon Con Report for 2013. I'm your host, Mike Gordon, and with me is fellow ESO host, Mike Faber.
Hi, everybody. How's it going?
It is 100, as we're recording this, it's 155 days until Dragon Con.
That's amazing. It almost felt like yesterday we were just talking about, let's do a Dragon Con report for 2013. Now we're only 155 days away.
Yeah. Well, when we first started doing these, and, you know, we're doing one a month. So when we first started doing these in January, we thought, oh, it's still early. You know, what are we going to have to talk about? But we found that there's a lot to talk about in January. And last month we found there's a lot to talk about. And guess what? There's a lot to talk about this month, too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So,
We've got some great stuff coming up. We've got some news, some Dragon Con news coming out of the official source. We've also got some new guest announcements. We've got a status update on memberships and hotels and whatnot. We've got an interview with track director of the podcasting track, the new director, Brian Dunaway. He's going to join us. Also, we've got an interview with the first timers. Yes, last year was the first time of Dragon Con. JC and Rita, they are the hosts of the Transmissions from Atlantis podcast on the ESO Network. And last year, it was their first time at Dragon Con. And they were gracious enough to let us know that our podcasts for Dragon Con helped them prepare for the event. So we want to have them back on to see exactly what was so helpful about some of our suggestions and see if they have some suggestions of their own going into this year's Dragon Con.
Well, now that they're veterans and everything.
Exactly. We've also got a Keep Calm and Go to Cons report from Nikki Rao Baker. So all that is in this episode. But first, we're going to start with some Dragon Con news. A volunteer meeting was held just this past weekend at the one of the hotels. I think it was at the Hilton, and there was all the track directors were there, as well as all the people who were interested in volunteering, staff. I think they gave out some awards and everything, but they also had some announcements to make. And one of the announcements that they made at the meeting was that, of course, the vendors are going to be in the America's Mart. The Walk of Fame, they confirmed that that's going to be in the Marquee Ballroom. And the is it still called the Marquee now?
Yes.
Okay, yes. All right. And because I think there's some controversy as to what exactly that Marriott's going to be called, because my understanding is it's no longer a Marriott hotel.
No. Sorry, Mike. You are wrong.
I am wrong.
It is staying a Marriott.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know.
A lot of confusion. We might as well hit that right now, right off the head. Earlier this week, the AJC reported that the downtown Marriott has been sold and is being renamed to a DoubleTree Hotel. What they failed to, you know, say in that article is that it was the actually Courtyard by Marriott that's downtown.
Oh, hence the confusion.
That is on Spring Street.
Yeah.
Where is, you know, one of the actually overflow hotels for Dragon Con.
Right. That still is important for people who are going to the convention, because that is one of the hotels that people do stay at.
Exactly. No, I actually got a very panicked email from Darren saying, oh my God, the Marquee is becoming a DoubleTree. What is this world becoming? You know, and so it's not, folks. As of right now, yes, the Marriott Marquee had been sold to new owners, but it is, as of right now, staying a Marriott Marquee. For those who have already made reservations at the Courtyard by Marriott on Spring Street, downtown Atlanta, it's an older hotel. I think it's from 1964. It's that old. and they're going to be renovating it, and it's going through renovation through the years. It's not a decrepit hotel. It's a very nice hotel, but it's going to become a DoubleTree over the, by, they said by the fall, the renovations will be complete. So probably when DragonCon hits, it'll be at the tail end of the renovation. So a lot of it should be finished. You can contact the hotel and just make, if you had reservations there, just make sure, you know, your reservations are still being honored and such.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. And, you know, we'll try to keep you updated because it is, there's a lot of hotels that are on the market right now, a lot of buildings in Atlanta that are on the market. So things may change, but, you know, DragonCon's still going to go on.
Exactly. So it's going to be interesting.
One of the other pieces of news that came out of the meeting last week was that no flyers, handouts, cards will be handed out around at the con. So those big tables full of junk, all the flyers and
information
cards, those are going to be gone. And I think they're going to try to dissuade people from standing around handing out stuff as well. Now, there will still be fan tables. So, and those are going to still, as far as I know, those are still going to be at the Marriott as well, all around the water fountain areas or the water areas. So you can still, you'll still see a lot of fan groups and other nonprofits organizations kind of hanging around and being able to promote their different occupations and causes, but they're just not, they're going to get rid of those big junky tables. So, it also was announced that the Hilton will be badges only as well as the Marriott this year. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So at night anyway, I'm pretty sure that means only at night. The Hilton has joined in the ranks of only allowing people that have badges or if like a DragonCon badge, or if you're actually staying at the hotel, your room key. So that's the only way you'll be able to get in.
Hey, okay. Well, that's good to know, though, because, you know, I'm glad they're tightening still down on security because, you know, the Marriott was the big is the big focal point. But, you know, the Hilton is a little more laid back at night.
Yes.
And such. It's more where you, if you want to go hang out with friends and have conversations or just
be able to actually hear somebody talk.
Exactly. Exactly. So.
Another announcement that was made is the parade is going to grow longer and larger, and it will be juried.
Oh.
So register early because the spaces will be it's only as availability as how many they have available. So they haven't given out any numbers, hard numbers yet, but I think they're looking at extending the parade route as well as having more people involved. And like I said, it should be really interesting to see about what this means about it will be juried. So I'm guessing there'll be maybe best costume maybe or something like
or
that.
Or even best presentations.
Yeah. I mean,
or best performances.
So yeah, they might have performances or yeah, stuff like that.
Well, there are a couple floats, you know, like Netherworld or a couple of the steampunk bands have like on the back of trucks and such.
Yes.
And I remember last year there was a zombie bus. For the politicians were running for the zombies because they were protesting Dish Network not having AMC on.
Oh, wow.
For the parade. So it was actually pretty cool. So, yeah, there's some floats. Nothing official. Like, oh, this is the float for the Brit Tracks or this is a float for the steampunks. No, just people had, you know, and people of course have cars going like the Batmobile or Ecto-1 or, you know, the DeLorean from Back to the Future, you know, stuff like that.
And usually they have somebody like one of their like big comic guests, like either Stan Lee or Neil Adams or somebody of that nature are riding around with one of the costume characters, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Somebody's always riding around in the Batmobile.
Exactly. So I'll have to see. We will have to definitely see. All right. We're going to actually be now joined by Mary Lou Who.
Happy hey birthday, guys. Mary.
Happy birthday, Mary.
Thank you so much.
So, older and wiser, are we?
Well, older. Wiser, I don't know about, but we'll find out, I guess.
So, are you getting even more excited for DragonCon now?
Of course, always. I actually got my first part of my Anderson costume in the mail a couple of days ago.
Very nice.
So I'm getting pretty pumped about it.
Sweet.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
That is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Can't wait to see the costume.
It'll be great. It's going to be a good con.
Definitely.
Cool.
Well, we were just wrapping up the news items that have come out about Dragon Con from Dragon Con at a meeting that they had last week. And the last bit of interesting news, at least as far as I was concerned, is that this year Dragon Con is actually going to work in conjunction with the Atlanta Braves. And I think the Thursday night is going to be Dragon Con night at Turner Field. And if you come in costume, you get your Braves tickets at a reduced rate. I think they're facing the Marlins, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, that Thursday night, there'll be some costumers at Turner Field. That's pretty exciting.
That's very, very awesome. It's going to be fun because, you know, they already had the thing with the Georgia Aquarium.
Yes.
So now they're adding the Atlanta Braves getting involved.
It really does go to show how the whole city is embracing this convention.
They should.
Exactly. We also have some guests announcements. Some pretty big names are actually starting to pop up.
Sure.
I know.
Okay. So since last we talked to you, of course, we had the announcement that Michael Gordon is going to be appearing at Dragon Con.
Whoa.
Shucks. Yes. Yes, I am very, very honored to be a guest once again. This will be my 20th, actually, time at Dragon Con and my third as a guest. And I'm very excited. You'll find me in the comics and pop art area. And it's a wonderful time to be there. And, of course, more information on what panels I'll be on, et cetera, will be available as I know it, which will be probably like a day before the show.
That's very cool. Exactly. So it should work. This year's Dragon Con will be so much better for you, Mikey, than last year.
Well, you know, I certainly hope so. And that's not to say that last year I had it wasn't all bad. So I definitely look forward to it, though. So
yep. And you're right there on the announcements of people attending Dragon Con and guests.
Oh, that's cool.
So very cool. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
But joining Mike, we also have a few other people who are going to be joining. We have illusionist Aiden Sinclair will be coming back to Dragon Con.
Nice.
Which is actually pretty cool. Andy Price from IDW Publishing is going to be there. We also have coming with is...
I know we have Robert Jefferson Jr. from Battlestar Galactica. Which is celebrating its 35th anniversary this year.
Exactly. He was just announced the other day.
Yeah, so... Richard Hatch will already be there, of course.
He's always there, you know?
But well, it'll be like, cool with Richard Hatch. Clearly, he's not that big of a deal.
No, of course. the Pinnies are going to be there, Richard and Wendy Pinney, celebrating the anniversary of ElfQuest.
35 years?
Yes.
Wow.
Don't we feel really old now?
I know. It's pretty sad, you know? I thought I was pretty cool. But, you know, I loved their stuff. They were one of the first independent comics I've actually read as a teenager. I didn't want to say as a kid, but as a teenager. And they used to, when I used to own my comic shop, they were actually, when I was reading the trades, it was actually fun on like a quiet rainy day to read ElfQuest and everything. So it's going to be fun seeing them. And there's rumor going around that ElfQuest might be being finally made into a movie. So... we'll get it from the horse's mouth, per se.
Wow.
So Phil Lamar has been announced. For those who don't know who Phil Lamar is, what rock have you been living under? He's a voice actor. He's done work on Futurama, Family Guy, Samurai Jack, Spider-Man, Madagascar, you know. So
Justice League, Young Justice, Green Lantern. If you're a fan of the DC Nation, you're very familiar with his voice.
Exactly. So, also voice actor Richard Epcar is going to be there. So, it's going to be kind of cool. He's also a voice actor. He's also known for a lot of, like, Robotech and Ghost in the Shell. So, it's actually pretty cool. You know, a lot of gaming he's done. Also, Keegan Connor Tracy is going to be attending.
I'm really excited about her.
Yes. For those who don't know, she just actually started appearing on Once Upon a Time as the Blue Fairy.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I know her as the girl from Jake 2.0. Did either of you watch that?
Yes.
That was such an amazing show. It's like, I'm really upset that it got canceled after like 8 episodes. But I know her from that show.
Right.
She was the main girl in that.
Of course. Lauren Tom from Futurama. She does Amy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also her mom. And she's also been on, like, she's also a comedian and seen her on quite a few different things. Friend of the show, James Byrne, has been announced that
James
he'll be
is cool.
James is cool. And the Highlander himself, Adrian Paul, will be coming to Dragon Con.
Whoa.
That's a pretty good get.
No, exactly. It's like, that's going to be very, very cool. So just guard your heads, you know, don't worry about, you know.
Yes,
you know, sometimes I worry, I wonder really about where they get all the money to get these guests. And then I remember, oh yeah, it's from me and my ticket admission.
That's very true.
Good guys this year.
Yes. Chris Sarandon's going to be attending this year. For those who know the Princess Bride, he was Prince Humperdinck.
Hmm.
And he was also the bad guy in the original Fright Night.
That's true. And his voice is very popular.
Oh, very much so. He was Jack Skeleton in Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh.
So, you know, and of course, Danny Elfman did the singing for that. So, actually very, very cool. So, we definitely have a lot of, you know, more people who are being announced daily.
Yes. In fact, one of the ones you didn't mention that I wanted to bring up, too, was I know a lot of people were bummed because she canceled last year, but Kathy Najimy has been confirmed for 2013.
Oh, God. She's funny as hell.
So.
I actually met her out in San Diego 2 years ago. She's been doing a lot of voice acting lately, but she's also known for – she was in Sister Act and a couple other shows.
Yes. Yes. Very funny actress.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's very, very cool.
And we're just only on, there's over 150 days left. I mean, there's going to be tons more announcements. So according to the people that, I've got some sources and, there's a lot more people that are going to be announced. So it's just going to get better from here.
Yes. So, you know, every day they're making more and more announcements and it's just amazing, you know, how far out we are. And, you know, one of the things we are keep on telling you, keep listening to us, keep on checking the Dragon Con website out or even Facebook on the official Dragon Con page. Cause they put, you know, as they get celebrities or guests up there and they make announcements all the time, but there's also cancellations. So be prepared, folks.
I think the last time we talked about it too, we were talking about some of the performers that are going to be at Dragon Con or that have been there in the past. And two that are definitely confirmed are a band called the Midtown Brass, which they played last year at the Guest of Honors Award Banquet.
Yes.
And they, from what I understand, they rock the house. So they will be back in 2013. And our friend Ken Spivey Band will be there, fan favorite playing. He said, you know, he's definitely a fan. If you're a fan of Doctor Who or, Harry Potter or anything like that, you definitely need to check out Ken Spivey.
Yes, very much so.
So so those are some of the performers that are going to be there as well. And then we also have an update on ticket prices. Well, the final day of the $100 membership rate is May 15th. So y'all still have some time to get in on that $100 for the weekend. After that, it's going to go up to $115.
Yep. I know. So better get your tickets real quick.
Yes. If you don't have your tickets now, definitely get them. I think they have talked about limiting the tickets this year, but mm-hmm. I don't think that's going to be a factor until closer to the convention, if at all. So, but yes, you'll definitely look if the earlier you do anything regarding Dragon Con, the better you are.
Cool.
And I also know that the next volunteer meeting is, on May 18th. So if you're interested in volunteering or checking out, some of the tracks, helping out in any way with security, anything like that, they're still looking for folks. It does, take a small village to run Dragon Con. I think last I heard it was over 110 directors running a total staff of over 1,700 volunteers.
It's amazing.
So, yeah, if you're interested in being part of this, being part of the event, you'll definitely want to check out the next volunteer meeting, which is May 18th, and you can find out when and where exactly. More details on that at the official Dragon Con site. And speaking of track directors, right now we're going to talk to the podcasting, the new director of the podcasting track, Mr. Brian Dunaway. Well, we're taking a continuing look at the track directors and the different fan tracks that are going on with Dragon Con. And it's not a new track, but it's got a new director. Brian Dunaway is here from the podcasting fan track. Welcome.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, Mike. Welcome back to ESO.
Right.
Returning guest.
Look at you. You've really been going places since you've been on last time.
Right. Last time I think I was Swoopy second. Robin, who has been the podcast director for many years now at DragonCon, has done a fantastic job and has done some amazing things with the track. Finally had to step down this past year. I think that she's moving on to some pretty fancy stuff, so I'm excited for her. But I'm also excited for an opportunity for me to step in there and keep with that vision and to kind of expand on it. So that's what we're looking at.
Good for you. Good for you. The track is named Podcasting Now and Beyond. And tell us now, this is, I know it's still kind of early in the process, but how are you coming along with your programming so far?
Very good. Let's see. I don't have anything yet. No, I'm kidding. What we're doing is
I didn't hear anything. What do you mean? Huh?
We've only got 155 days left, which is true, which sounds like a lot, but it's not really. 155 days before Dragon Con is here, and it's not really a lot of time between now and then. What we've been doing so far, because we're a little bit in limbo for a while until we can nail down our exact guest, because we like to, you know, anchor our big stuff around the big guest, and then we have a lot of fun things that we do outside of that. And we don't get any of the official word just yet on, you know, who's going to be a guest, who's going to be a professional. We are almost there, though. We're going to find out very soon. There's been a little bit of word and buzz about the guests in different areas, but I'm sure there's a good chance that you're probably going to see people that you've seen in the past.
And
you're right. I mean, you've seen them last year. There's a good chance you're going to see them this year, because that's what I'm doing this year. I'm taking what was already there, which is a good, solid track, and I'm going to try to build on that and add on to it. Are we going to do anything huge and steer away from what we were doing last year? No, it's going to be more of the great programming you've come to expect, and maybe just a little bit more. We've been talking, me and Nicole Spagnolo, who helps me with all this stuff. We've been talking about what we're going to do, and let's just say it's going to be a little bit more interactive. We're trying to do a little more interactive stuff.
Nice. Cool. Very nice.
Get people involved.
Now, your track does cover, for those people who don't know what podcasting is, your track does cover the wonderful world of, we'll call it audio internet radio.
Right, that'd be very good. We've looked at modifying the track name a little bit. We've talked about new media in podcasting. We've talked about a couple of different things, because really the community that are podcasters also are very much into a lot of new media. We've all probably branched out at least a little bit into video over the last couple of years. And those who are purists and are going, no, I'm not doing a video ever. Look at my face. I'm never going to do it ever. You know, we've had to look at
you've been listening to our show again, haven't you?
Right.
And as we like to say, we have the voices for radio and the faces for radio too.
Right, and the faces for only a mom. And so there absolutely is I wouldn't say a shift, but there's growth in the podcasting community. We've been doing a lot of us started around late 2004, 2005. When we really first started seeing Apple push, you know, the podcast part of it, the part where it said, hey, we're going to make it really easy for you to distribute your content. And don't want to say, if those podcast purists don't take that as, oh, you know, Apple started it all. Well, you know, la, 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 la. La, 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 la. A lot of us who were involved with this started around that time. So, I'm pretty excited. And yes, we do. We encompass a little bit more than just podcasting. It's that whole group has kind of grown a little bit over the years.
The track will also be geared towards beginners as well as podcasting veterans.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that's always been great about podcasting. Anyone can start. You just get a microphone and sit down in front of the microphone and say something interesting or say something not so interesting. And you'll probably find an audience. And so we absolutely always want to keep the startup in mind in the track. And that's a lot of what the sessions and stuff will be, where we'll be talking to podcasters who've been doing this for years and can kind of spread that knowledge and answer those questions to new up and comers who are looking at starting their own podcast or already doing one and just want to expand upon their own success.
Well, with a lot of the shifting of, you know, rooms throughout the right. hotels and such, are you guys going to be in the same room in the Hilton?
We are moving one room over, which is fantastic. We, you know, a lot of the big rooms where you would seen if, you know, in the past where you've seen our bigger parts of the track, you would see those still in the big rooms. But our core, smaller rooms where we do a lot of the little sessions and things, it's going to be one room over from where we were located, which was right next to those really loud skeptics. They are so loud. So we say, can we just move over one? No, I'm just kidding. We love the skeptics over there. And so they're moving us over one room.
Awesome.
We'll no longer share a fake wall with those guys.
Gotcha.
The skeptics never believed in anyway.
Well, I always liked it in your old room because you had the glass behind you and everything.
Right, right. And I always liked that too. It's kind of nice to open that up and have the city behind you.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a new room, and we're gonna do what we're gonna do with that room. So maybe we'll put screens up or something.
Excellent,
cool. I've actually been thinking about that. I had a chance to kind of peek my head in there this last meeting we had. So I think it's gonna be a great room.
Do you plan on having some live podcast recordings as well over the weekend?
Absolutely, we are planning on doing that, and. I don't want to speak too soon about some of the stuff we have planned because I don't have answers back yet for them.
Sure,
and I don't want to do any of that kind of stuff. But yes, my focus has absolutely been to have to wet the whistles of those who are not at Dragon Con, allow them to have a little peek into what's going on so that hopefully in the future they'll want to come to Dragon Con and experience everything together.
Very nice.
Very, very nice.
How long have you been going to Dragon Con?
Oh, wow. This will be my sixth year, I think, this year. Nice. Yeah, so I might have skipped a year along that way.
What?
I can't remember why. I don't remember what happened. But I think it was like near my beginning when I first started. I think I went 1 year, then I missed a year because I couldn't afford to go back or something. I'm not sure. You know, it's all the way into Atlanta. I live a whole 3 hours away, so. Gas is expensive. I don't know what happened.
outside of your own track, is there anything in particular that you're really excited about for Dragon Con 2013?
Absolutely. You know, from when I started, I was going as a fan. And I always love going to see who's there. The Celebrity Walk of Fames are always super fun. I was a huge Stargate fan back in the day when I first started. And I still am. I still love Stargate. I love sci-fi in general. I love going to see the Star Wars stuff and the Star Trek stuff and all of that. And the gaming track, they've got a whole gaming thing going on. I'm a huge gamer.
Yes.
And so there's the first year I came to Dragon Con, I remember I thought, yeah, this is something I have to do a lot because I these are my people. These are the people that have the same interests that I do. And there's never a time when I'm at Dragon Con that I'm not going, I wish I was also able to attend this other thing that's going on at the same time.
Right. Well, it really is like, you know, 30 conventions happening all at the same place.
Right, right.
And so there's never a want of things to do.
No, absolutely.
It's just a choice.
Yeah, exactly. If your kid goes, I'm bored, you just look at them like you're crazy.
You haven't raised them right.
Exactly. Right?
You're never coming back with me again, ever. And when I used to go back in the day, they had they actually had Dragon Con daycare. They don't do that anymore, but
they don't.
Yeah. I was surprised they did to begin with. I'm like, really? You're going to watch kids? Are you crazy? Crazy. But now they're old enough to enjoy it, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. Right. So how can people find out about your track, keep up to date on what's going to happen with the podcasting now and beyond track?
Absolutely. Go to the much-neglected website, DragonConPodcast.com. It's actually not too terribly neglected, but we're getting ready to put our new information on there very shortly. I just was handed over the keys to the track recently, so I have I will have access very shortly to a lot of the Dragon Con database information.
Ooh.
Don't tell anybody.
You're giving the keys to the inmates.
Right. So they've got they've got the website, which I need to update, which is part of the DragonCon.org website. You can also get information from there. But probably the best place right now is the DragonConPodcast.com. And we also have a Facebook page, which is linked from the DragonCon podcast and also from the Twitters. We do the Twitters. And we're about to gear those up again and start posting Twitters about the podcast. Really haven't done much yet because there's not much really to tell. Other than just we're super excited.
Okay. Yes. Excitement is good. Excitement.
We are very excited as well. Of course, you know, the podcasting track is one that's going to be dear to us as well. So.
Right, right.
Absolutely. No, it was great like last year because, you know, I went to quite a few of your ones and like I love the ones, How to Make Money in Podcasting.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Done. Well, it is a fantasy convention.
Exactly. That's a good point. And, you know, I loved some of the live recordings you guys did. It was just a lot of fun, and the energy was really good, too.
Right. And that's what we're hoping we can do, to keep that energy high, because let's face it, we're a bunch of talkers, you know, and you get us all in one big room, we're going to talk about something. Lots of times it's going to be funny.
One only hopes.
Well, Brian, I definitely think that the podcasting track is in good hands. Congratulations again. And outside of the track, do you want to plug your own podcast?
Absolutely. I do the podcast that is the core of what I personally have to produce on is Comics Coast to Coast. And we'll be doing that tomorrow night, actually. And can't wait to post a new one of those, comicscoasttocoast.com. I also do a lot of stuff with which is on the Frog Pants Network. I do a lot of stuff with Scott Johnson, and me and him do a podcast about horrible, horrible movies that Scott makes us all watch. And it's called FilmSack, FilmSack.com, and we review movies that we watch on Netflix that I was probably going to watch anyway. I mean, come on, I was going to watch Pet Sematary anyway. So we just get in there, we talk about it, and we have a good time. And finally, my other passion, which is gaming, and we do that every Friday night, Final Score. .com. Oh, it's final. I'm sorry. It's finalscoreshow.com. Yes, yeah, Scott couldn't get the final score because all the basketball people want to do that. And that's with Nicola also, who's helping me so much with this track and has helped me so much over the years with everything that we do. And I want to thank her so much. Also, have an exciting new Kickstarter project we just recently launched. With Andrew Allen and Brian Ibbett of Coverville, also one of my partners on FilmSack, and it's called Free Play. Go to Kickstarter and look up Free Play. Andrew Allen is playing some great music that covers video game history, some of the greatest video games you've seen out there. And Scott Johnson will be providing the artwork for the cover, and I'll be providing artwork for the interior. So can't wait to get that kickstarted and done.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we will look for you all those places and, of course, at Dragon Con at the podcasting track. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys, so much. The service you do here is greatly appreciated. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. We love this Dragon Con as much as you do.
Is that right? Hey, love it. It's got the dragons and the cons.
Thanks, Brian. We definitely look forward to your track this year. It is in good hands. And now we're going to talk to a couple people who last year was their very first Dragon Con. They were first timers last year, and we love having them on the show because they actually said that our podcast was very helpful in their first foray into Dragon Con. And that is JC and Rita from the Transmissions of Atlantis podcast on the ESO Network. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi.
Hey, guys. It's good to have you guys back on the show.
Long time no see.
Yeah, I know. It feels like it's been forever.
Welcome back to the station. We prettied it up a little bit for Dragon Con. But.
And Mike, we know that the real reason why you have us on is because we're awesome.
Well, no, you work for free.
That's why they have me on every week. I mean, let's be honest.
Of course, yeah. Mary.
That is a requirement for being on ESO.
Of course. The awesomeness.
To be awesome, right?
Yes. So how do we explain JD? I just don't understand that.
Well, you know, he's orbiting the show.
Okay.
So yes, last year was your first DragonCon. Yes. So like you know, you said before that you know you got a lot of helpful suggestions from our show. What were some of the suggestions that that helped you out, and even more suggestions that you came away with as well for really enjoying DragonCon?
Well, I think the number one suggestion that we really, really took to heart was the buckets of rum.
Yay!
No, but I mean, there was a lot of awesome suggestions. For example, you know, the people watching in the evening time. I mean, you were always, you know, giving us stories about that on your DragonCon report last year. And I think that the first night that we were there, that was the first thing we did.
Yeah.
We just started watched. People watched.
And another, you know, great suggestion was basically, you know, you can try to have your schedule, but yeah, just forget about it.
Oh yeah. Half our schedule went to crap.
Yeah.
That weekend. And we just got to a point where we're like, you know what? We'll just use the app. We'll click on everything that we do want to do, but you know, we know now we're probably not even going to make half of that, and we just kind of played it by ear.
Yeah, and just give yourself plenty of time for the stuff that you really, really want to go to see.
Well, exactly. And part of the fun of Dragon Con is you have to be spontaneous.
Yeah.
And you have to be flexible.
Yeah, we learned that pretty quickly.
Now, after, I'm sure, you know, Dragon Con since has been going on for years, what was the main thing that brought you to the dance last year?
Just the experience, really. I mean, we had never been to a con of that kind of size, and we just wanted to see what it was like because we had heard so much about Dragon Con and, you know, how crazy it was and how much fun it was. And let's face it, it had just about every fandom you can think of. I mean, we're Doctor Who geeks, but we also love Stargate. We love Star Trek. We love Star Wars.
And Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. And all of that is there at Dragon Con and much more. So it was just one of those things where it just seemed to be the place to be in the Southeast.
And you guys are not afraid to dress up either.
No. No.
Oh, my God. I remember seeing the sweat pouring off poor Rita wearing that leather.
Oh, yeah.
when she was dressed from the was it the Hunger Games?
Yeah, the Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah, from the jacket. That's right, because we were in that one podcasting panel, and it was so sweltering in that room, I actually had to step outside because, I mean, I was actually feeling kind of faint. But
and that's one thing we learned at Dragon Con actually going, and that might be something you guys might want to mention in your podcast this year, is that if you are going to do cosplay – you probably want to do it in the evening time, not during the day when it's like 95 degrees.
Yeah. I mean, if you're one of those that is a real hardcore cosplayer and you know there's going to be like planned photo shoots during the day, that's fine. But then we found out if we're just like doing panels and doing a lot of walking and all that other stuff during the day, we just wore regular clothing. And then after, you know, the bulk of the panels were done for the day. We went back to the hotel. We got into our costumes, then went back to Dragon Con and, you know, started mingling with everybody else.
No, we didn't do that the first day or so.
No, the first day we didn't.
And we learned the hard way.
Well, the other problem was you guys didn't book early enough that you weren't able to get any of the host hotels. You guys were staying about a mile away.
Yeah, and that was terrible because it wasn't in an area where we felt comfortable walking in the evening time. So we had to take taxis, and that was an added cost that we weren't really expecting. Well, we kind of were expecting it, but it added a lot to just the whole trip of being there.
Yeah, between all the different trips to and from the hotels, we probably dropped about $100 in cab fare.
Just going to and from.
Wow. So we definitely learned from that, which is why now we're staying at the host hotel.
Yeah, one of the host hotels. Yeah.
One of the host hotels. We knew that some of the hotels would open up rooms on the last day of Dragon Con, and that hotel was the Hilton, and we immediately booked it.
Yeah.
Right. And then rooms had opened up at the Hyatt.
Did they open that up online?
Yeah, it was even open online.
On Monday it was open online?
Yeah. When we got home Monday evening from Dragon Con, we went straight to the computer and we were able to book rooms at the Hilton for Dragon Con at the Dragon Con rate for the next year.
Really? Yep. Wow. I did not know that. Thank you.
And I know when the Hyatt and the Marriott opened up their, you know, room blocks, I think like a month later.
Yeah.
They sold out like within an hour.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I remember Phantom had found out about it for us because he had actually stayed at the Hilton last year, and he was like telling everybody, "Hey, if you want a room at the Hilton, you gotta get, you know, do this price." So
yeah, I knew you could do it if you were checking out, but I hadn't heard about it being online that day. So that's awesome.
Yeah, he was giving the secret link to everybody. So
yeah, and so thank you to the Phantom Troublemaker for that.
Yes. Yeah. And I think the cool thing about the Hilton, too, out of the three main host hotels, the Hilton is probably the quietest.
Out of the three main, yes. The Sheraton is actually, which isn't really connected to any of the other hotels, is the quietest out of all of them.
I didn't like the Sheraton that much, though.
The Sheraton was okay.
Looked like it had seen its better days.
I mean, if I was going to stay at one of the host hotels, I wanted to stay at one of the ones that was really connected, because that's where the bulk of the majority of what's going on is going to be in those three hotels.
And it's easier to stagger back to your room
from the Hyatt. Right.
Well, that's just because of the buckets of rum.
That's where the cosplay stuff comes in that you mentioned. Like, if I'm going to cosplay, if I know I'm going to go outside, I won't cosplay just because like everything I have involves some sort of body paint or some sort of leather or some sort of thing that's just too uncomfortable to wear in the heat. But if you're staying in one of the host hotels, you can go almost all day without going outside.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
And another thing we learned, the buckets of rum, they ran out of buckets.
Yeah, so keep your buckets.
By Sunday, they were out of buckets. So when you're getting your buckets of rum,
Keep your buckets.
Well, the important thing is they weren't out of rum. So that's they still had rum.
But the glasses that they were serving in were much smaller than the buckets that you were getting. So if you keep your buckets, then they have no excuse. They can just fill up your bucket.
Yeah.
We're not alcoholics, just for that disclaimer.
Can I bring my own bucket?
See, now that would be interesting.
Mary, they don't do 10-gallon buckets. Sorry.
Damn it.
Now, I know last year I only had like maybe three costumes, and I think I only really wore like about two of them. But this year I'm planning on going all out. Yep. I mean, I want several costumes. I may even do more than one costume change in one day.
So what costumes do you have?
Well, right now, all I have is Oswin because Rose has been retired.
Right.
But there's a whole bunch of new ones I want to create, and I don't want to limit it to just a Doctor Who
world.
Well,
why don't you tell them what you're going to be creating?
Okay, well, first one will be from the Doctor Who world. I want to do Romana 1.
Nice. Okay.
And then after that, the new Great and Powerful, Oz the Great and Powerful, I want to do Theodora before she becomes the Wicked Witch.
Ah, so with the red hat and everything.
Yep.
Yes, and I even have a great hat for the base already.
Yep.
Nice.
And I will also be adding a new character this year. I'm going to be coming as the Master.
Oh, okay. I was thinking you'd go as the
classic Master, not the John Sim Master.
The Roger Delgado Master.
Okay. Yeah. I was actually thinking you might go as the other evil witch or something, you know.
Oh, my God.
So, but you know, no, that fits. I could see you as the master.
Yep. So. Thank you. I appreciate that.
what would you say after all you heard and everything like that? What would you say was your biggest surprise of attending your first Dragon Con? Was there anything in particular that just kind of blew your mind?
No, I mean, really, you guys had us so prepared
that there were no surprises. We knew exactly what to expect.
And it met our expectations pretty much. I mean, I think probably the only thing I was a little bit surprised about was that if you don't get to a more popular panel at a certain time, you might as well just forget about it. You're not going to get in. And that was something that we hadn't experienced before with all the other cons that we've been to. Usually you can squeeze your way in, but not at Dragon Con. If you're not like, for instance, we wanted to go to the Firefly panel where it had all the people from Firefly all together. And it was – if you weren't there an hour before the panel, you weren't getting in.
You had to be there 2 hours before the panel and you weren't getting in. Because if you remember, we actually got there an hour before the panel.
And it was too late.
And they had already let people in and the room was already full.
Yeah.
Well, you remember when we went to go see Dr. Horrible?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
And they had us sitting upstairs and we weren't even sure we were going to be getting in for that. And we got there like an hour and a half early.
Made the cut too.
Yeah. We barely made it in for that. I mean, we were literally like sitting in the last few rows all the way in the back.
So mm-hmm. Yeah, that would really be the only thing that was surprising. Cause we hadn't experienced that at other cons where you just won't be able to get in if you're not there by a certain time.
I did not sneak into that panel, just so everyone knows. That didn't happen.
Another thing that I took away from Dragon Con, and this was something I did not learn on your Dragon Con report. This was something I found about online when I was doing some research on cosplays.
There's no other thing but their Dragon Con report, Rita. Don't you know that?
Febreze is your friend at Dragon Con.
And deodorant.
Well, and deodorant, but...
And showering every day. That's a very important thing.
Of course. But with the Febreze...
Mike.
Oh, stop that.
Just kidding.
I actually had a little bottle of travel Febreze with me. And that with the costumes was so fantastic because I Febreze my costume the night before. One that I may have already worn. And then the next day, it literally smelled like it just came out of the washing machine.
Because I saw you spraying it on JC a couple times, so it must have helped.
But yeah.
That was when I was wearing the scarf in 95 degree weather, yes, as the fourth doctor.
But yeah, I'll definitely be buying a lot of those small bottles of Febreze again because those were such a huge help.
Perfect. Now, it's amazing how, you know, what we tell you guys on the show, these two can, you know, testify. It's the words of truth.
Yeah.
There is nothing in the world like Dragon Con.
Right.
You know, we can tell you and talk about it till our faces are blue, and it still won't 100% prepare you. You know, we can give you hints. We can give you guides. We can tell you where everything is going to be.
And we will.
But so we will see.
What are you looking forward to this year? I know.
There's a couple things that
besides the buckets.
Well, the buckets of rum, definitely. But there's a couple of things that we can't really talk about that we've heard through the grapevine that may be coming up in the Who universe, which is going to be very cool. So that's one thing that we're kind of looking forward to. But other than that, Adrian Paul from Highlander fame will be there. And I've always wanted to meet Adrian. Highlander was one of my favorite television shows when I was younger, and I love the character of Duncan MacLeod, so that's going to be cool to actually be able to meet Adrian Paul.
And he's hot.
Well, if you say so. But okay, he's hot, okay?
just don't challenge him to a duel.
Just challenge him to a foot race. You'll always win.
And I am going to not be the geek and force him to say there can be only one. I'm not going to do that.
Yes, he will.
No, I will not. I will not do that. Cause that's, I mean, how he's not a monkey. I can't make him do tricks for me.
Yes, he can.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Have you seen what those guys charge for autographs?
I'm like, if I'm paying you like $50 for an autograph, you're going to say it.
But yeah, that should be cool. I'm looking forward. I'm assuming that Sylvester McCoy will be there, and because he's like there every year. And the last year was very cool meeting him, so I wouldn't mind bumping into Sylvester again. And usually, well, maybe be a little bit different this year because he was in The Hobbit. But in last year, there was hardly anybody around him, so we got to hang around him for a couple minutes and, you know, chat about Doctor Who and everything. So that was kind of cool. And so I wouldn't mind doing that again if he's accessible.
Very cool. Very cool. And do you guys, is there a particular programming track that you kind of stick with, or do you go all over the map?
We usually stick with Brit Track, although I think we might be doing some of the Stargate stuff this year, some of the Otherworlds stuff, maybe some Game of Thrones, because that's something that we're really getting into now.
Yeah, it's about time.
So, and we were into it last year, but now it's just nuts. I mean, we're crazy about Game of Thrones, so we can't wait till Sunday. So,
shoot, maybe that's some more cosplay I can do right there.
Yeah, well, it's starting to pop up all over the place now.
Yeah, I do Cersei. You should cosplay with me.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I can just imagine as Game of Thrones premieres its new season, there's tons of people watching, not just for the show, but just to see what all the designs and the ideas of the costumes that they can get are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, the funny thing is, when I was watching Oz the Great and Powerful with Jason in the theater, most of what I was going through my mind as I'm watching this movie, I'm like, I got to wear that. I want that. I want that hat. I want her jacket.
You know what that means, Rita? That means you're a cosplayer.
Yes.
What didn't you like about Dragon Con last year?
It ran out of buckets.
Rita, enough with the run. They're going to think we're like
I think the only thing that I didn't like about Dragon Con is there were certain areas that were so crowded. It was like a traffic jam.
Yeah.
To try to get through some areas. And there were at times Jason and I actually went outside of the hotel, went around the hotel just to get to, you know, a panel because that was faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like Rita said. I mean, the wall of people, and unfortunately the stench that comes from that can be a bit overwhelming at times. And that was something that I could probably do without. I would hope that Dragon Con would start to figure out after all of these years how to herd these people a little bit better.
But the funny thing is I remember Mike talking on last year's Dragon Con reports about, you know, the con funk.
Yeah.
And we didn't start noticing the con funk until like Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday, it's like you start walking around and that's when you can really, yeah, really smell that some people have not showered the entire weekend. Yeah,
and there is, if you get downwind on those people, it's just not good.
So bring a little bit of, what is it? Like a little cinnamon that you can put underneath your nose there.
Yeah. Whatever that stuff is that they use for cadavers, you know, that's probably what you need.
We should add that to the Dragon Con kit.
And it was also the first time we ever caught Concred.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Wow. And I think this year we're definitely going to try to be a little bit more prepared, take a lot more multivitamins before, yeah, do a week long of airborne before we go and airborne while we're there.
Yep.
And yeah, hand sanitizer, folks.
Yeah.
Do not forget, yes, the hand sanitizer.
Yeah, because we both got really, really sick after
Dragon Con. We were literally sick off and on for almost a month and a half.
Yeah, I would start it up, and then she would get it, and then she'd give it back to me, and then I'd give it back to her. And it was like an ongoing thing for months after Dragon Con.
And it was miserable. It was really nasty Concred.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
That's awful. But, you know, I don't know that I've ever gotten Concred from Dragon. I've used it as an excuse for, you know, 2 months afterward. I'm just so exhausted. Well, and I do. I always take the day after Dragon Con off of work just to, you know, and I always feel bad laying around at home doing nothing while I could be at work. But like the last year I did go to work after I got back from Dragon Con because I had a work function that I had to be at. And I just like, I was a zombie all day long. Like I had no idea what anyone was saying to me. I couldn't do anything functional, and just take that day off if you can.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I mean, Dragon Con is so overwhelming. I mean, you're walking probably the equivalent of, you know, 30, 40 miles across that weekend. Back and forth. You're always on your feet. You're usually carrying something, and you're not getting very much sleep. You know, you want to be hydrated all the time, but then by the same notion, you know, there's
those buckets of rum call to you.
Yes, yes. And you're also, you know, eating some terrible food, which is probably pretty salt-ridden, too. So you're going to be fighting that hydration the whole weekend.
Yep.
I remember one time we were walking in the main atrium over at the Marriott, and I'm walking in front of Jason, and then Jason tells me afterwards, I swear there was at least like three or four people that sneezed on you while you were walking by.
Yeah.
It's like, no wonder you get conkrud.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, it is an unfortunate...
I was looking for the outbreak monkey. That's what I was doing.
Well, that's why Bob and Carl wear the suits.
They have the right idea there.
Exactly. Dude. I don't want to clean up after Dragon Con.
No. That way, many people have mentioned that as being probably the worst geek thing you could do. So on our geek seat. So
yeah.
And quite rightly so. Well, very cool. Well, thanks so much for joining us. Is there any last words that you want to say about Dragon Con?
It's an experience that you have to do at least once in your sci-fi fandom. I mean, it's a lot of fun. We're going back. We enjoyed it, so we'll definitely be going back. But at least do it once.
Awesome. And how can people find you?
Well, we're at Transmissions from Atlantis, so transmissionsfromatlantis.com. You can also find us off of the ESO network page and on Facebook. We also have a comic book coming out soon called Star Mage, and you can find out more about that on starmagecomic.com.
Awesome. And on your podcast, of course, you'll be doing a pre-Dragon Con report and post-Dragon Con as well?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, cool. Well, thanks so much for joining us. And we're glad that you enjoyed your first Dragon Con, and I'm glad we could help you.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, the Dragon Con reports you guys did last year, we actually downloaded them all onto our iPhones last year, and that's all we listened to.
All the way up
to Atlanta.
Yep. So it was very helpful, guys, and thank you so much for having us, and thank you for doing what you do. I think you do a great service to fandom.
Well, thank you. And for those listeners who missed it last year, they are still available on iTunes and on our website to listen to.
Yep.
And we're back. And we are joined by, we couldn't do an episode of the Dragon Con Report without Mr. Darren Noel. Thank you for joining us, Darren, once again.
Wow. That was impressive. Thank you.
Woo.
I don't know what I did. Thank you. Yes, especially you. Tip your waitresses. Have the veal. It's you know. I don't know. I felt like I had to be somewhere, and I was here, and you know, but my computer was not here, and so I had emergency computer resurrection occur, so I could come on to Skype and talk to y'all tonight. Yay! So better late than never, right? So
yes,
yay.
We are definitely glad. I'm sure there are a lot of listeners out there that have just been guy going, "Where's Darren? Where's Darren? Did something happen? What did it?" Now finally, they're like, "Oh, thank God he's on."
Yeah, my knee pads had a blowout. Sorry.
Understandable.
Oh my God, that just happened.
And that's why I was up.
And we are also joined by Nikki Rao Baker. Thanks, Nikki, for coming back.
Thank you for having me again. Pleasure to be back.
And of course, your segment, Keep Calm and Go to Cons, this week is on
con etiquette.
Ooh, this is almost perfect for this episode.
Hey!
I can now find out how many rules I've violated over the years.
Say, is there anything in there about arriving fashionably late?
No, unfortunately, there's nothing in there. I can add another little note, though, if you'd like me to, specifically for Mr. Noel.
Mr. Gordon, this is when I would look at you, put down my drink, and call you a bitch.
Ooh, there goes the explicit tag.
You and would there be any snapping involved?
Oh, they say that on primetime television.
There would be a finger and a neck move.
Oh, no, you didn't.
How about a finger wag?
Oh, no, we're not up to that yet. We're not up to that yet. No.
What do you have, Nikki?
You ready for me?
I'm ready for you.
We are all so right. ready.
Okay. Yeah. So con etiquette. I have a few points that I've noticed over the years that I feel like people probably know about, but it's good to kind of reinforce these ideas. First point is elevators. If you see someone who is in a wheelchair, don't shove them out of the way and say, oh, I must get upstairs and get to my costume or my beverage or my whatever. Wait for the next elevator. Go ahead and let them get on the elevator. Wait for the next one. Also, if you are going up or down one level, take the stairs. God knows we're all eating poorly enough that we could stand to exercise those calories off by taking the stairs. Saving seats. It's okay to save one or two seats, but don't save an entire row by stretching out and, you know, putting a sheet of paper onto each seat. And same goes for lines. You know, if you know that a panel's going to have a huge line, it's okay to have one or two people go down there first. I do this all the time. My husband and I will take turns. I will go down and get in line. He'll go grab some food, and then we swap off. I'll go get something to eat or, you know, go to the bathroom or whatever. But don't say, oh, I'm waiting for 16 of my friends to show up, and there's only one person there. Because that's a surefire way to irritate everybody in the line behind you. Photography. Be sure to take lots of pictures. Your friends like to see these things. Get a Twitter account or an Instagram account so you can share those. And that way you can also get strangers that you don't know coming up to you and going, hey, I follow you. And you're like, yes, right now you're following me. How weird. Oh, you mean on Twitter you follow me. Yes, I see what you're saying. But don't stand up in front of the panels repeatedly using your flash and, you know, running up to the front and blinding the guests. All the panels usually say no flash photography, but I know everybody always says, oh, if I just take one or two pictures, it's not a big deal. But if one or two pictures turns into 60 people, 80 people, 100 people taking one or two pictures, you're going to blind the panelists. And also you're going to kind of wash out other people's photos too. Costumes. Do not touch someone's costume without asking. I'm sure Mary can attest to this. You don't go up and start yanking on people's costumes or pawing all over them. excuse me. Unless they happen to be wearing a sign that says free hugs, then enter at your own risk.
Boy, howdy.
Generally, cosplayers don't mind if you touch their costume lightly as long as you ask. If you ask, we'll usually say yes, but any touching without asking is inappropriate.
Well, that's a huge no-no anyway.
I mean, a lot of people start assuming that cosplay is consent, which is just one of those things that you can't assume, whether sexually or touching or taking photos or anything. You know, just ask.
Right,
That's what we want.
You know what? Let me just say this right now. Consent means someone has asked a question and they have answered it with the yes. Anything else, yes. Don't assume you have consent. I don't care what they're wearing, period.
Yeah.
Just because I have a costume that, you know, maybe shows my midriff or shows my upper legs or shows my cleavage, that doesn't mean I'm looking to be hit on. It doesn't even mean I'm looking for someone to look at my chest. It doesn't mean I'm, of course, least of all, looking to have sex with somebody. And a lot of people will assume cosplay is consent, and it just isn't.
Yeah, and, you know, same thing with the photography, like Mary just said. People love to have their photo taken. There's a reason the cosplayers do what they do. They enjoy showing their talents, their gifts, their skills. So, yeah, go ahead, ask for the photo. Don't just, you know, jump in front of them as they're trying to walk somewhere and,
yes,
you know,
yes,
blindside them with a photo.
Yeah, if there's like a big group of people taking a photo of the same cosplayer at the same time, cool. Like, you know, just jump in there, get it done all at the same time. It totally works. But, yeah. You know, if you just see a cosplayer walk by, like, they'll be happy to pose for a photo for you. Don't feel like you need to snap it as they walk by or intrude on their conversation with somebody. Like, whatever. Just say, hey, I love your costume. Can I take a photo? It's as easy as...
That's my approach. I always say, excuse me, can I take your photo? And I've never had anybody tell me no. Never.
Exactly.
You know, unless they're like, can you walk with me? I'm trying to get to a panel. Can you walk with me real quick? And I'll say, yeah, sure, let's go. But nobody has ever gone, no, you cannot take my photo. How dare you? Get out of here.
Right, so, exactly.
Yeah, you know, just be polite. Like, just think of it as if you were out on the street and you saw somebody that was carrying a really cute dog. You wouldn't just like run up in front of them and take their photo. You'd say, hey, your dog's really cute. Can I take a picture? Just use common sense. You know, don't just think it's a free for all because it is a convention. Just be sensible.
Yep.
And even if you don't know what someone's costume is, if you think it's cool, let them know. And it's okay to say, hey, I'm not exactly sure what you are. Can you explain to me a little bit about your costume? They would love to explain to you a little bit about the costume that they have and the story behind it. You know, so go ahead and ask them.
That brings up rule number four. If you don't know what the costume is, it's anime.
I wasn't going to say that. I didn't want to be that person that's like anything.
I will be that person. It's anime. It's anime. Just go with it.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I saw it was the first day of the con, and I saw a guy that was wearing cargo pants that were camouflage, fairy wings, and he was carrying a big box cutter, a big fake box cutter. And I'm like, I have no idea what you are, but I have to take your photo. And yeah, it was anime. I just had to take his picture because it was so unusual. I was like, fairy wings, camo pants, box cutter. Don't know what you are, but it looks interesting.
Did you ever find out what anime was from?
No.
That was my ex-boyfriend. Thank you for bringing up such a painful memory.
I'm sorry. No, he looked lovely.
I can't go on. I can't. No.
I was walking around all day thinking he was going to kill somebody with that box cutter. Oh, my God.
Or poke somebody's eye out with the fairy wing. Anyway, we have gotten off track. I only have two more points, and then we can put Darren into therapy.
Just now? Jeez.
We can continue his therapy session. Tipping. Be sure to tip the people who clean the rooms and the people who carry your luggage. All of us know the people that when you walk into their room, it looks like something has exploded in there.
Not me! Not me!
Guilty dog barks first. And then also the poor bellhops that have to carry all of our crap. You know, we're only there for 3 days, but you think we're going to be there for an eternity with as much junk as we carry up with us. So, yeah, tip the people that clean the rooms, tip the bellhops, tip the valet.
It's 5 days now, though. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
I forgot, yeah. Yeah. Thursday's the new Friday, and Monday's the new Sunday. And
Wednesday will be the new Thursday soon.
Pretty soon I'm just going to live in the Marriott.
Wednesday is the new Thursday. It truly is.
It really is. Yeah.
It already is. Yeah.
I'm trying to go down on Tuesday this year.
Oh, good Lord. Wow.
No comment.
Yeah.
Who's Tuesday?
That's what I was thinking.
I knew you were going to go there, dude.
Oh, goodness.
Well, when Nikki said tipping, you don't want to know what I thought she meant. Sorry, are we tipping cosplayers over now? What? It's like cosplayer tipping, like cow tipping.
Dude, oh my God, you should totally tip cosplayers. It would be amazing.
Yeah, you really could. No, we're not endorsing that.
Yeah, we just talked about inappropriate touching.
Yes, we are not endorsing that.
Hey, that's not what I was talking about.
Kidding. My last point is the parade. Let the kids stand or sit in front of you. Their enjoyment of the parade is creating memories for them and possibly creating future con attendees. So don't be the kind of person that says, well, I got here at 6 a.m. and I'm sorry that your 5-year-old child was not here at 3 a.m. to get in front of me, but I'm not going to let them stand in front. Let the little ones go ahead and stand in front of you, you know, because they enjoy the parade as much, if not more, than you do. So go ahead and let them sit down in front of you, stand in front of you. They're really not going to impede your enjoyment of the parade. So those are my tips for con etiquette.
Well done. Definitely well,
spoken.
Done.
Thank you.
Yes. I think, yes, there are certainly, like I said, I think you could write books on con etiquette and even at Dragon Con. But, you know, everybody there is pretty much a good egg. There's just, there's some folks there that, yes, leave their manners behind.
Yeah. Oh, and also one last thing. If you feel like you're going to be sick, do not lean over a balcony and barf on the people.
Oh, party foul.
Oh, I saw somebody do that off the Marriott, probably about 30 flights up.
Yeah, I think I mentioned that before, that I saw that at the Hilton. And they threw up on somebody that was waiting for an elevator. And I was like, please don't let them get in my elevator. Please don't let them get in my elevator. And thank God they didn't. So, yeah, if you feel like you're going to be sick, go for the nearest potted plant.
That's a good tip right there.
Yeah. No one looks in the potted plant. No, seriously, they don't. Not that I've ever thrown up in a potted plant. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
You can't prove it. Nobody saw me.
Awesome. Well, thanks. Thanks so much for your report on that. We appreciate it.
You're most welcome.
And also now that we have some time, also before we close out, wanted to talk to Darren about an event that happened. It's to mark the halfway point to DragonCon. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was the infestation party that was at the shelter. Let me look at the date here. It was last Saturday night, which was March 23rd. This was something I was unaware of, and I didn't get a chance to attend, but I've seen some of the pictures online. It looked really cool. There were people that were there in costumes. If you showed up in a costume, you actually got in a little cheaper than if you showed up without with regular street clothes on. So that was kind of an incentive for people to get into the Dragon Con spirit. There were cosplayers there, obviously, in the superhero outfits and some zombies because it was an infestation party. They had some of the DJs that were at Dragon Con actually spinning there. DJ Nemesis was there and a couple other people. And from all reports from my friends who went to the party, it was an excellent, excellent time. So you need to keep an eye out if you're in Atlanta around this time. Apparently, there is a halfway to Dragon Con party called Infestation. So just Google that and bookmark it for next year. And once you have that party, you know, hey, we're heading towards it now. We're at the halfway point.
That was actually the same day also that all the volunteers and the track directors met too. Coincidence?
Maybe. Not.
Well, awesome. And I think there are other pre-Dragon Con events that occur between now and the actual event itself. So I want to keep an eye out for those, and we'll report more to our listeners as they become available to us. Certainly, if anybody's aware of one that they want to promote, definitely we'd love to have you on the show, or at least let us know about it so we can tell others. Because that's what we like to do. And speaking of which, it's hard to believe, but it's another episode has gone by already. And why don't we talk to sorry. Ugh, it's getting late. I've only been recording since 7:30. 7:30.
Right. Wow. It's a short night.
For ESO, yes.
Yes, I know, right?
All right, let's try that again. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Yes, and another episode has come to a close. And before we sign off completely, let's find out where all of our co-hosts are, their next conventions are going to be at. Darren, where are you going to be at next?
I will be up in Reading, Pennsylvania, the Comic Geek Speak Super Show. And that is Saturday, April 6th and Sunday, April 7th at the Reading Expo Center up there in wonderful Amish country in Pennsylvania. So I will be there. It's a nice two little day relax-a-con. Lots of artists are going to be there. Go to comicgeekspeak.com and click on Super Show for all the details.
Awesome. Awesome. And thanks for – sorry to hear about your PC woes. I hope they get better.
I think they are fixed now. Awesome. I have Franken PC now. So.
Awesome. And Mary, what about you? What's your next show?
I will be at MTAC this weekend, actually. The Middle Tennessee Anime Convention is what is this weekend? The 29th through the 31st? Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm so good at dates. Yes, I will be there this weekend, cosplaying and maybe on a panel or two. I'm not really sure about the details of that yet, but if nothing else, I will be covering the convention as a media person. So, it's a con I've been going to since 2007 was my first year. So this will be my sixth MTAC. It's pretty close to my heart. So, yeah, it'll be a great con.
Awesome. And thanks again for joining us tonight.
Totes. Thanks for having me.
Nikki, your next show?
I will be at the C2E2 Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo.
Woo, that's a big one.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to go. This will be my first year attending. And I have a friend who is a comic book author. And so I'll be assisting him at his table. And I actually will also be covering this for the podcast for ESO.
Awesome. Yes, I can't wait to hear about it. I was there last year, and it was one of my favorite shows to do last year. So it should be a great time. It's a great town to be in, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that is April 26th through the 28th.
Awesome. And thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Mike, what about you? Where are you hanging your hat next?
I think my next con is actually, sadly enough, Timegate.
That's not sad. There's nothing to be sad about that.
No, I don't have any other cons to go to right yet. So I'm going to be at Timegate next.
Awesome.
And I'm looking forward to that because I get to meet a doctor.
Yes. Yes. That's really awesome.
So that it should be kind of cool.
Seventh? I always get it wrong.
Sorry, dude. You got to get your Doctor Who history a little bit better.
And I know, right?
Yeah. We're going to have to ban you from that other podcast we do.
Oh. Well, I have a little bit more time to prepare.
Yuck, yuck.
And Mike, where are you going to be next?
I will be at the Boston Comic Con. That is my next show, and that is the weekend of April 20th and 21st. I will be set up there. It's my home state, so it's always a fun show for me to return to. It's also a great comic show. It's becoming one of my favorite shows, my favorite comic shows to go to every year. It's got a feel not unlike Heroes, I love as well. So, and then of course, I won't be at Timegate, but I'll be at the Alabama Phoenix Fest, which is happening that same weekend. That's part of our ESO two show weekend. So some of us will be in Alabama. Some of us will be here at Timegate. So it should be cool. So awesome. Well, thanks everybody for joining us. And I also want to thank, the guests that we had. We had, a track director for the podcasting track, Brian Dunaway gave us some time, and JC and Rita from the Transmissions of Atlantis. They were great guests to have on the show. So appreciate that. So, join us again at the end of April and we will have our fourth episode with more fun.
Just kidding. Playing with you.
Did you say
nothing?
All right. Where we will have our next episode and we will have more track director interviews as well as I'd love to answer any questions that you have about Dragon Con. So if there's something that you want to know and you want us to investigate for you, please reach out to us. And if there's something you'd like to see on the show, definitely let us know. And we'd love to keep that in mind as well. So as always, it's been my pleasure to host. Thanks very much. Kick it!
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at esonetwork.com.